Audio Mo. It is day 5, and this means it is the 5th of June, and this means today it is Philip's and my 3rd anniversary. And actually, I would have loved to record this boo together with Philip, but unfortunately, he's still too shy to join me on here. which is really sad, because I would have loved to introduce him to you. But well, I haven't given up hope yet. And originally I had searched for some questions on the internet, which normally it is, okay, it is from YouTube, and there it is called the girlfriend or boyfriend tag. And this includes several questions that you have to answer about one another. And yeah, it would have been great to do this for Audiomo today. But since I'm doing it alone now, I will just answer some of these questions for our relationship on my own. The first one is, how long have we been together? And like I said, today exactly 3 years. So I was 17 when we became a couple. Do we have any traditions? Kind of, even though they are not very, very spectacular. We are having Greek food each New Year's Eve. This is simply because on our very first New Year's Eve that we spent together, we had Greek food, and the following years we kept doing this, and so it has become a tradition. And also, it is a tradition that we are giving each other not one big birthday present, but like a lot of little ones that we place on a table in a certain order, so that there is a lot to discover for the one whose birthday it is. And so we always think of small nice things to give to one another. Okay, next question. An animal that resembles one another. Okay, I'm not going into why. I'm only saying that I'm the marmot, as you can see here in my username, and Philip is the lamb. Three things I'm good or not good at. So because Philip is not here and cannot do this for me, I will only tell about him. Philip is really great in sensing a person's mood. Even though the person is acting as if everything would be okay, Philip will always notice even the smallest sadness or fear. This is really special, I think. I never experienced this so much with another person. Then Philip is really good at listening to people, and after that giving them some advice, some really, I think, good advice and helpful advice. And this is something I have a lot of respect because I'm more impatient, and it's just great that he is able to do that. And the third thing, Philip is really good at being and staying optimistic. When I have given up hope long before, and Philip can see the good things and the good sides of everything, of every situation. Okay, the next question is, what do we argue about the most? I think you could describe or answer this question by saying about... about how slowly or quickly you do things. Because, as I said, I'm kind of impatient and I like doing everything very quickly and very... Yeah, maybe in a hurry. Philip would say in a hurry. And Philip takes his time and... Yeah, he's... We just have very, very different ways or views on speeds. Okay. If I'm watching TV, what am I watching? By the way, I don't know why there is stated I, because you should answer the question for the other one. So, if Philip would watch TV, he would definitely watch documentaries about nature, about interesting places all over the world, about birds and animals in general. Yeah. Next question. What is one food Philip, does not like? A lot of vegetables. I'd say... broccoli. What is one talent he has? Playing the piano. What would he eat every day if he could? Corn with butter. His favorite kind of music. He enjoys all types of music as long as they are interesting and have interesting arrangements or interesting instruments in it, and as long as they aren't, boring. What kind of cake would I bake for Philip's birthday? Some kind of pie with a lot of cream and strawberry taste. What can he spend hours doing? This is the last question already, by the way. Listening to birds, listening to nature sounds, or being with very close friends and just sit and talk. Okay, so maybe you now got a little of an impression of my wonderful boyfriend, even though you did not hear his voice. And I hope you enjoyed this.